Whether we like it or not, my dear brothers and sisters, we must admit that all of us have blind spots in our personal lives. And because of these blind spots, our relationship with God and with one another has been affected. And so there is a need for us to be healed, to be get out of this situation so that we'll be able to have a better relationship with one another and with God. And there are many forms of blind spots after all. One is sinfulness. The Jews, during the time of Jeremiah, were exiled in Babylon. And you know what? What is the reason why they were exiled? Can you guess? Class, are you listening? No, I'm just kidding. They were put into exile because they turned their backs on Yahweh. They were never faithful to their covenant. Remember that Yahweh made a covenant with his people, Israel. I will be your God and you will be my people. But Israel turned their backs. They adulterated that covenant by worshiping other gods besides Yahweh. And that is sin. That is a sin. And so as a punishment, they were banished into exile. Sinfulness is a form of blindness. They were so preoccupied with themselves that they forget all about God. They forget all about God. And they also forget their status. What is the status of the Israelites? The chosen people of God. The beloved of God. They forgot all of these things because of their sinfulness as a form of blindness. But as charismatic would say, God is all yours. Have you eaten your lunch? God is good all the time. All the time. And it is manifested in the very life of the Israelites. God never gave up on them. He led them back to their true home. And their true home is not only Jerusalem. Their true home is that good relationship that was marred, that was severed by sin. So God led them back to their true home. And there were images of hope. Mothers carrying their children or bringing their children back to their place. The blind were able to see. The lame were able to walk. These are all signs that God is restoring his people. God is healing all the blind spots in their lives. So it's all the act of God. He's restoring our blind spot. He's healing us. Even though we have departed from him, we became stubborn after all because of our sinfulness. God is truly good. He never gives up on us, even though we have strayed from his path. The second reading from the letter to the Hebrews describes to us this high priest. And of course, this high priest is referred to our Lord Jesus Christ. According to the letter to the Hebrews, this high priest is taken from among men, from among human beings. So he knows the condition of human beings. That's why he is sympathetic with human beings because he knows their condition. He is so compassionate with them. But the letter to the Hebrews reminded us that high priest is a position. It is an office. But it is a gift. It is chosen by, a person is chosen by God to become the high priest. So here, Jesus Christ as the high priest was not enamored. Remember that high priest as a position always accompanies with it honor. And Jesus Christ was not enamored. He was not influenced by honor, which is intoxicating. You know, when we allow honor to rule over us, that's why a lot of people became so proud and selfish because of this temptation. But the high priest, according to the letter to the Hebrews, was not blinded by the honor that goes with the position of being a high priest. Our Lord Jesus Christ, as a high priest, was again sympathetic, compassionate, because he knows the very condition of human beings. Now we go to the main protagonist of our gospel, Bartimaeus, a blind man. He was shouting, "Son of David, have pity on me." Actually, when we analyze this particular text, Bartimaeus may be blind physically. That means his eyes, physical eyes, were blind, could not see. He just heard that Jesus was passing by. And so he shouted, "Son of David." He noticed that he did not see Jesus, the picture of Jesus, the face of Jesus. But the eyes of faith in Bartimaeus is alive. Son of David. He was able to identify Jesus as the Son of David. Remember that the title Son of David is equivalent to a Messiah. And that is true, because Jesus was truly the Messiah. But he is the Messiah who is able to heal all kinds of diseases. And Bartimaeus said, "Have pity on me. I am a sinner. I am in wretched condition. Please, have pity on me." Dives in misericordia. What is that? Oh, Father, you are speaking in tongue. Dives means, Latin, means rich. Rich. In misericordia. Misericordia means rich in mercy. Jesus, you are very, very rich in mercy. Please shower those mercy to me. I am a sinner. Can we relate it? Can we relate with Bartimaeus? In the presence of God, can we also say, "Lord, Dives in misericordia, have pity on me. I am a sinner." By the way, who is here who is not a sinner? You may go out because you don't need the mass anymore and prayer. We are all sinners. We are all blinded by sin. That's why, like Bartimaeus, we need his mercy. We need his compassion to heal us. Son of David, have pity on me. And because of that faith, because of that proclamation of Bartimaeus, his faith was able to restore his person, both his physical blindness and his spiritual blindness. And what is so consoling? May I ask this question if you are attentive? What happened to Bartimaeus when he was healed of his physical blindness? Oh, you don't listen attentively, class? I'm kidding. He followed Jesus. He followed our Lord because he was healed. And you know what? The height, let me put this in your consciousness, the height of sight is service and following the Lord. This is the height of sight. When we really see God, that is the height of our sight. And we follow him. We serve him. That means we really see real life. And this is the gift that Bartimaeus received from Jesus when he was healed. He followed the Lord. In other words, he became a disciple of the Lord, a proclaimer of the gospel of God. Just imagine, he was healed from healing. God restores him, brings him to his true home. As what I have said, my dear brothers and sisters, we have a lot of blind spots in our lives, in our personal lives. And we need Jesus to heal us. When we are indifferent to the needs of others, we are blind. When we do not see or value the spiritual things in our lives, when we do not see the real sight, the height of sight, that is service of God, then we are still blind. And like Bartimaeus, we need healing. And not only us, but a lot of people out there, we pray for them because they continue to persist in their blindness. And let the mercy, the grace of God also touch them so that they will be able to see. Just like Bartimaeus, when asked by Jesus, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, that I may see." So let that phrase be our phrase. "Lord, that we may see."